Oh, at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, I'm always game to try something new. And today was no different. I had a few beans left of the Kenyan Ketumbwini Estate, the highlands of Kenya. It's a double A Arabica bean. And then a little bit left of, which is already a blend, it's the Treibstoff, it's the fuel, blended by Fürth Café CGP in Vienna, which is a bit of the Indian Balmadi, which we've also had as a single origin extraction, which was beautiful, very creamy, if you remember. Beautiful, beautiful. And then there's a bit of Santa Clara from Guatemala in there as well. It is kind of an interesting blend, but it doesn't actually, that blend, Treibstoff fuel, wasn't really adding anything that those beans by themselves didn't already really have. So what I did today is I just added a bit of Ketumbwini to it, just because, I mean, it can be quite dangerous to do these things because it might just be a hit and miss thing. But in actual fact, it was 4.5 grams of the Ketumbwini, the Kenyan, and then the rest to make it up to 16.5, so 12 grams of that Treibstoff fuel blend. And I must say, the extraction ran quite nicely. I was a bit nervous because that's the only amount I had left. So there was no way I could replicate this in any way. And it ran sufficiently, I was sufficiently, let's say, satisfied with it that I would actually do a boo about it and taste it. And it tastes, I'm going to just take another sip to refresh myself of what it tastes like. Well, it's got this kind of earthiness. But the funny thing is, at the end, it tails off into something quite nice and bright and complexy about it. If I say bright, it's not kind of really your zestiness in particular, but it's got a nice kind of fruitiness to it, an acidity that really comes through. It's a shame I can't try this as well as a flat white, because as I said, that's the only amount I have left. But, you know, I'm just kind of experimenting and having fun with it. I'm not saying that this is a must blend that the roaster should do. But, you know, it's just fun to do, and I would always encourage it. If you've got a few beans left, even from different roasters, why don't you try your own thing? It's all about having fun and being more discerning with your palate and discovering really what notes you personally really enjoy. So you could even have a coffee party. I don't know, get coffees from as many roasters as you want and then just have a party. Blindfolded party, try and taste yourself and test all these things that you can achieve with coffee. Anyway, that's me, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, signing out for today.